The e-cigarette industry is booming, expected to rake in nearly $1.7 billion this year. And later this month, the Food and Drug Administration is going to be issuing its proposals for regulating the sale and marketing of e-cigarettes. In a letter sent last week, Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson urged the FDA to meet its own deadline of October 31st. Proponents of e-cigarettes say they can help people quit smoking. Critics say they're not good for your health. So what does the research say about the possible health risks from e-cigarettes? Vaughn Rees is a tobacco researcher at the Harvard School of Public Health, and he joins us now. Vaughn Rees, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hi, you're welcome.
So before we get into some of this research, I just want to ask, have you ever smoked an e-cigarette?
Well, honestly, I think, you know, I think I've learned more about e-cigarettes through my research, but I have to confess I have tried one, yes.
And can you tell us how the experience is different from a regular cigarette?
Well, again, you know, I'm more convinced from hearing from the large number of people that we've had in our research studies, and the people tell us that e-cigarettes appear to be somewhat satisfying, but they just are not quite as satisfying as a conventional cigarette. They're missing not just the nicotine, but many of the other flavor components, you know, the tobacco flavor and the other constituents that regular smokers seem to enjoy that is part of the usual tradition of smoking a cigarette.
Well, the important question, how do these e-cigarettes compare in terms of what each product contains that might be harmful to human health?
Well, that's the thing that really sets e-cigarettes apart, and they seem to offer, and we need to do more research, but there's a great potential for them to dramatically reduce the exposure to some of the toxicants that contribute to adverse health outcomes compared with conventional cigarettes. They're not completely without harmful compounds, and we've identified, the FDA has done some testing, CDC and other public health agencies have identified some levels of certain toxic constituents, but on the whole, they seem to be, they have the potential to be much safer than a conventional cigarette.
What about the health risks then?
Well, there are a few health risks, and they relate really to the kinds of compounds that are present in e-cigarettes. Some studies have identified toxic heavy metals, which could be associated with cancer risk. Other compounds might be associated with cardiovascular disease risk. My concern, I'm coming at it through my research from a somewhat different perspective, and that is, there is a potential, if e-cigarettes are not regulated appropriately, there is a potential that e-cigarettes might actually perpetuate the sorts of harms that we see with the smoking of conventional cigarettes. And by that I mean that e-cigarettes, if they're not made to be as addictive as a conventional cigarette, that is, as pleasurable to use and as facilitating nicotine delivery, so that they provide a complete substitute for a conventional cigarette, what we may find is that regular smokers don't actually switch completely to an e-cigarette, but they just use both products. And if people are not quitting smoking conventional cigarettes, then we're not likely to see a great reduction in the public health harms associated with the use of traditional tobacco products. So the health risks around e-cigarettes are not the individual risk of smoking e-cigarettes, but the harms at a public level, at a public health level of what happens when people are using both e-cigarettes and conventional cigarettes.
I've only got less than a minute left, but is the evidence clear one way or the other? Proponents saying these help people quit. You're saying, you know, they may just cause people to continue to quit smoke or continue to smoke.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. The evidence is there's very little evidence to show that e-cigarettes can help people to quit. There are better medications or other strategies available to people who want to quit than e-cigarettes. The problem is that e-cigarettes, because they have a lower addictive potential compared with conventional cigarettes, they could encourage younger users to begin using nicotine products, which might then encourage them to switch later on to regular tobacco cigarettes. So there's a public health problem right there. But it might also cause regular smokers to delay quitting because they try to switch to e-cigarettes, which don't actually help them to succeed in quitting.
All right, Vaughn Rees, thanks so much for telling us about it. as we said earlier or later this month, the Food and Drug Administration is going to be issuing proposals for regulating the sales and marketing of e-cigarettes. And that's something that Professor Vaughn Rees of the Harvard School of Public Health supports. You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.